Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next Chapter Podcasts presents the Play On podcast series, Pericles, Episode 5, Sniveling Little Fresh Meat. For the best listening experience, be sure to use your headphones or earbuds. Now, let imagination have its way.
Threatening Rena's life, now treason sharpens her cold knife. Cleon's wife with envy stares, devising murder.
You took an oath to me once. Now obey.
I'll do it, though she does seem good to me.
Say your prayers, lady. I swear to do my work fast.
Why would you kill me?
I made an oath, and that's the end of it.
Enter pirates.
Whiskey, yo! Up aloft this yard must go. Riser up from down below.
A prize!
Our prize, mates. We'll all get a piece of her.
I know what piece I want, boys.
Get her on board right now.
Come on, sweetheart.
These thieves all serve the great pirate Valdez. And now, they steal Marina. Let her go. She's not going to return. I'll swear she's killed and thrown into the sea.
Come here. Legs for days. I'd like to get a taste of that.
Up, girls.
Bolt!
Sir, what?
Search hard around the market. Mytilene is full of Johns. We lost too much money on a market day by not having enough girls to sell.
We've never been so short of stock and whores. We've only got 3 measly ones, and there's only so much they can handle.
So you want me to search the market?
You got any better ideas? The junk we have now, a strong wind will blow to pieces. They're so rotted out.
You said it. They are too eaten up with the pox. That poor Transylvanian guy's dead. The one that slept with that little piece of garbage?
Yeah, she wrecked him good. Turned him into a hot meal for the worms, but quick. Anyway, I'll go search the market.
Three or 4,000 gold coins would set us up nicely to retire.
Why retire?
What we make isn't worth the risks at this point. Besides, the fact that the gods are probably not too crazy about us is reason enough to pack it in. Anyway, here's Bolt.
Johnny, rise her up from down below. Come on in here, sports. You say she's a virgin?
No doubt about it, sir.
Boss, I made a deal for this piece here.
Marina.
Marina's her name. If you like her, great. If not, I've lost my deposit.
So, what's she got going for her, Bolt?
She's got a good face, speaks nice, and she's got excellent clothes. What, you gonna refuse her with all that?
How much is she, Bolt?
I can't get her for anything less than 1,000 gold pieces.
Well, follow me, my boys. You'll get your money in a minute. Take her in there, wife. Teach her what she has to do so she's not too raw when she starts getting work.
Bolt, take some notes on her. The color of her hair, her skin, height, her age, along with the guarantee of her virginity. Then go out and announce that whoever puts up the most cash can have her first.
Say no more. I'm on it.
If only Leonine hadn't been so slow but stabbed me right away. Or if those pirates had thrown me overboard to seek my mother.
Why so unhappy, pretty one?
Because I am pretty.
Come on now. The gods have done all right by you.
I don't blame them.
Well, you've landed in my lap now, and this is where you've gotta live.
Too bad for me to escape from the hands where I was going to die.
Yes, you're going to have a life of pleasure.
No.
Yes, indeed. You'll get to sample gentlemen of all kinds. You'll do just fine. You'll be getting a really broad experience. Men of every race and color. And what? How come you're stopping up your ears?
Are you a woman?
What else do you think I am if I'm not a woman?
If you're not an honest woman, you're not a woman.
Oh, the hell with you, you sniveling little fresh meat. Looks like I'm going to have some trouble with you. You're just a green sapling. I'm going to have to bend into... Bolt's back!
Get off my... At least we're new.
Now, sir, have you advertised her in the market?
Oh, I have advertised her down to the number of her hairs. I've drawn her portrait with my voice.
And how, may I ask, did you find the inclination of the populace, especially the young fellows?
Oh, I'm telling you, they listened to me like I was reading their daddy's will. There was a Spaniard who wanted her so much, his mouth was watering. He could have rutted with her description.
We'll have him here tomorrow with his best duds on.
Tonight. Tonight. But, mistress, you know the French knight whose legs are bowed by the pox?
Who? Monsieur Varolas?
That's the one. He got so excited, he started hopping around. No. And then he groaned and swore he'd see her tomorrow.
Well, fine. He lugs that disease with him everywhere he goes. All he does here is top it up. I'm sure he'll come and scatter his coins around in the morning. Oh, here's the thing, honey. You've got a fortune coming your way. Listen to me. You gotta seem like you're afraid to do what you really want to do. And also, act like you just hate making money, even when you're rolling in it.
I don't understand you.
Oh, she is too much, mistress. All this blushing and simpering of hers will have to be thumped out of her with some practice.
You have a point. It will. Even the bride who goes to bed legally feels some shame.
Well, some do, and some do not. But, mistress, since I made the bargain for this joint of meat...
Fair enough. You may cut a morsel off the spit.
Yes, and so I will.
But first, Bolt, spend that in town. Get the word around about who's planning to come get some of this. We won't lose anything by having lots of customers.
Oh, I guarantee you, mistress, I'll bring some home tonight.
Come on, then. Follow me.
If fire's hot, knives sharp, or water's deep, my virgin knot untied, I swear I'll keep. Diana, help me now!
What do the likes of us have to do with Diana? All righty, Lammy. You're coming with us!
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Why are you so foolish? What's done is done.
Oh, Dionysa, this is a murder, fouler than the sun has ever witnessed.
I thought you were a man and not a child.
If I were the ruler of the wide world, I'd give back all I had to undo this. A lady and a princess, she could stand an equal next to any crown on earth, in virtue as in blood. What will you say when noble Pericles, on his return here, asks you for his child?
That she is dead.
Oh.
Nurses are not the gods. Since those they tend, they cannot always save. I'll say she died one night. Who can object?
Oh, please, shut up. There is nothing the gods hate more than this. This is the worst.
You're one of those that thinks the little birds of Tarsus will fly there and chirp all this to Pericles.
In such an evil business, a person who gives his nod to this in any way might as well have had a hand in the crime, dishonoring his family and his blood.
So be it. No one knows of this but you. And since Leonine's gone, no one need know. She stood between my daughter and her fortune. No one would look at Philoton. Instead, they gaped in admiration at Marina. And then treated our dear daughter as a slut to kick aside. Stabbed me to the heart. I can only think it was a kindness performed to benefit your only child.
Heaven forgive you.
And as for Pericles, what can he say? We wept at her funeral. We're still in mourning. Her monument is almost done. The letters, writ in glittering gold, are yards of praises, all at great length and even greater cost. We've paid through the nose.
You are a harpy. Behind your angel's face lies treachery, and under those soft feathers, eagle's talons.
You're a little superstitious Betty, whining your allegiance to the gods. But in the end, I know that you'll obey me.
And now, we'll turn our minds to Pericles, who's cast himself once more on shifting seas. Attended by his company of men, he longs to see his daughter once again. The friendly winds and sound boats have now brought the king safely to Tarsus, where he thought he'd fetch his daughter home. But she is gone. So Pericles, in sorrow, is consumed. He's racked by grief to see his girl entombed. He mourns his child. And here we stop to quote the epitaph that Dionysa wrote. The fairest and the best is sleeping here, who died in bud ere blossoms could appear. She was the child of noble Pericles, who named her for her birth upon the seas. Marina she was called, by tempest tossed, a paragon beloved and cruelly lost. From Tarsus he will leave, but first he swears He'll never wash his face or cut his hair. In sackcloth, he sets out upon the tide. The tempest that he suffers is inside. Let Pericles believe his daughter's dead and think that this is where his fate has led. But now, Marina's ordeal sets the scene as we return to hateful Mytilene.
Did you ever hear the like?
No, nor ever shall again in such a place. What are the odds of finding her in there?
That gods should be preached where whores do work. It's nothing anyone expects to see.
I know. I can't stand brothels anymore. Shall we go hear the Vestal Virgins sing?
I only want now to be virtuous. I won't visit the whorehouse anymore.
Will I give twice what I paid for her if she'd never shown up in the first place?
Damn her! Damn her sideways! She could freeze the god of sex long enough to unpeople the world for a generation. If we can't get her bonked, we gotta get her out. When she should be doing her duty by her clients and me, she's giving me excuses. Her quibbles, her quirks, her little reasons, her big reasons, her prayers, her pleas, her cares, her knees! If the devil begged a kiss, 20 minutes with her could turn him into a Puritan.
You're right. I've gotta plow her myself, or next thing you know, all our customers will be signing up for the priesthood.
The pox on her sweet innocence!
It's true. The pox is about the only thing that would slow her down. Look! Here comes Lord Lysimachus in disguise.
We'd have all his highborn friends and the lowlife rubbing elbows in there if Miss Holier Than You would just put out.
Hi there, fellows.
Oh!
Ta-da!
Lord Lysimachus!
We would never have known.
What are you asking for a dozen virgins tonight?
May the gods bless your honorable sir.
I'm glad to see your honor in good health.
I'm sure you are. Have you got some healthy transgression for a man to indulge in? Anything that won't involve a doctor afterward?
We do have one here, sir. If she'd just...
do the deed of darkness, as it were?
Your honor knows the way to put it. But there's never been anything like her in Mytilene.
Well, call her forth then. Call her forth.
You'd need a poet, sir, to do justice to this creature. Her flesh and blood, soft and dewy, puts you in mind of a blushing rose.
Ooh.
But, as they say, a rose isn't a rose without a thorn, which means that all roses need pricks. And she... but I won't say more.
Yes? Go on.
Oh, sir, I can be modest.
That's a good quality in a pimp. Makes you seem like you don't enjoy your work. There are plenty who claim such purity with about as much right to it.
Here comes a blossom that's still on the stem. Unplucked, unplucked, I guarantee it. Isn't she a beauty?
Here's your money. Leave us.
I beg your honor. Just a moment. Let me have a word with her. I'll be done in no time.
Please, go ahead.
First, I'll have you know this is an honorable man.
I hope to find him so if I can know him honorably.
Second, he's the governor of this country, and I'm obliged to him.
If he governs the country, you are indeed obliged to him. But whether or not that makes him an honorable man is what I don't know.
Listen, you. No more of your prim hair-splitting. Will you be nice to him? He will fill your lap with gold.
What he will do as a gentleman, I will be thankful for.
Are you done?
My lord, she's not quite broken in yet. You'll have to be patient with her and soften her up as you go. Come on, let's leave his honor with her alone. Get!
The Play On podcast series, Pericles, was translated into modern English verse by Ellen McLaughlin and directed by Lisa Rothy. Episode scripts were adapted and produced by Catherine Eaton. Composer, Rindy Eckert. Sound designer, Jane Shaw. Sound engineer, Daniel Ben-Shimon. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. Senior producer, Miriam Lauba. Managing producer, Robert Capodona. Coordinating producer, Taylor Bailey. Casting by the Telsey Office, Karen Castle CSA and Ada Karamanian. The cast is as follows: Keith David as Pericles, Kathleen Chalfant as Gower, Johanna Day as Lycorida, Diana, and the Bawd, John Keating as Helicanus and Philemon, Jenny Greenberry as Marina and Antiochus's daughter, Amy Kim Watsky as Dionysa and Thaisa, Jeffrey King as Antiochus, Simonides, and Pander, Barzan Akavan as Saruman and Thaliard, Tommy Schreider as Lysimachus and Leonine, Benjamin Bonenfant as Bolt, Messenger, Fisherman, Knight, Pirate, Sailor, Servant, and Lord. Orlando Pabotoy as Cleon, Messenger, Fisherman, Knight, Pirate, Sailor, Servant, and Lord. Christiana Clark as Messenger, Fisherman, Knight, Pirate, Sailor, Servant, the Ship's Master, and Lord. Additional support was provided by voice and text consultant Rebecca Clark Carey, equipment and recording engineer Tommy Freed, the senior manager of business operations and partnerships at Next Chapter Podcasts is Sally Cade Holmes. The Play On podcast series Pericles is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. For more about the Play On podcast series, visit playonpodcast.com, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life.
Next Chapter Podcasts.